is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We continue in our series entitled Mega Grace. Our lesson today is the word of his grace, the word of his grace. Now, I studied philosophy in college, and not to the depth that I perhaps could have, but I studied it somewhat in depth. Socrates, Plato, you know, different ones, existentialism, all this stuff, and was fascinated by it. But when I was introduced to the Word of God, you know, they call it the Bible, but Bible just means books. It's the Word of God. There are a lot of Bibles, but the Word of God is different. The Word of God is alive. The thing about philosophy is that it first is initiated by man. It's opinion. Amen? But philosophy, I found it to be, let me say, like a deep, dark hole, like an abyss. Because you can go and go and go and go and get more and more and more thought, but never find foundation. Because it's not true. You can only build on truth. Amen. The rest, you just stay on rabbit trails. You just follow it and follow it and follow it until you get deeper and deeper, more and more lost. I started this morning service by sharing a little testimony, a little something. I was getting my car washed yesterday, and at a car wash I go to once every other week, there's a massage chair in there. So I like to get in the massage chair, you know, and it only costs a dollar. So, and it's just like four sets of hands working on you. And it's very relaxing. But there's also a television in there. And on the particular screen was a weather lady. The Weather Channel was on. And it caught my attention because she was speaking about hurricanes, the potential of hurricanes, the possibility of hurricanes developing this time of the year. And as I listened, you know, my thoughts went out to how the media, you know, is so powerful in influencing thought and swaying opinion. You know, I could picture people sitting in front of their television on a beautiful day where it was hardly a cloud in the sky. And this lady's talking about hurricanes and how their spirit would go to hurricanes. And God spoke to me as I was sharing with the first service. God spoke to me and said, you know, there's a lot of technology behind what she's saying. And I thought, you know, there is. You know, there's radar. They have all these planes that fly in the storms. And, you know, they have ways of determining wind velocity and all this stuff, technology. But yet in her voice, there was uncertainty. She couldn't tell you nothing definite. Amen. You know, there's a possibility and this could happen or that could develop. I caught that because what God began to tell me, he says, I have a word of grace. And grace in this aspect meaning God's ability. See, grace is God's enabling. It's God's ability. It's not just, you know, let me say greasy, sloppy, God putting up with anything, even though grace also means God's unmerited and unearned and undeserved. Thank God for undeserved favor today. You know, we wouldn't be here. God's undeserved favor, stuff he allowed, how he blessed you and you didn't deserve it. How he's blessed you and you didn't earn it. Amen. But the flip side of that is that grace is God's ability, and we access grace through faith. If any man come to God, he must first believe. Amen? He must first believe. You that are saved, you know that at some point in time, God gave you a gift of repentance. And when he touched you, when he showed himself to you, you believed. And even some of us, when God appeared to us and drew us, we said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I'm struggling, but help. And there was grace, there was favor, unmerited, unearned, undeserved. But God spoke to me in that massage chair as I listened to that weather lady, and how that no matter what our technology is, and no matter how we've researched and what we have developed, still, the voice of man is based upon uncertainties. He doesn't know. He can only guess. He can factor in things and sometimes be precise. And there's some things that are fairly predictable. But as a rule, man cannot sit in the place of God and determine what our future holds. Even with weather. You know, there was a storm that came up when the disciples, and this is the word of God's grace. When the disciples were told to go across the Galilee to the other side. We all remember that story, right? And while, now this is what we must understand. Jesus released a word of his grace. He said, let us go to the other side. Come on, tell somebody, game over. When God says it's over, I don't care. Tell somebody, I don't care. If God said it, it's done. Now, between the time that God says something and it comes to pass or becomes part of your experience, there may be some time involved. They got in the boat and headed to the other side, and right away a storm arose. Could have been any other time, but it was that time, the time they got in the boat, the time they were being obedient, the time they were yielding to what God said. Come on, tell me something. This is how it works. That's why many are turned away, because, you know, I didn't have all this trouble before I started going to church. That's that storm trying to keep you from getting to the other side. That's just what it is. But here's the good news. The disciples on the boat, they're about to sink because they're afraid, they're fearful. And so they run and they wake Jesus up and they say, Lord, don't you care that we're about to die? We're about to perish here. Now, understand, these are fishermen. These are men that are not afraid of the sea. So, you know, it had to be a storm. It had to be something for them to be afraid. I've been on that sea twice, but to go where they went from to the other side is about 7 miles. And time you launch out into, not long when you get in there, you can see the other side. But because of the mountains around it, storms can come up very quickly. Time you get on the sea, the clouds can come in, I mean, very quickly. And so the storm is raging. And they wake Jesus, and the first thing that he says, why are you fearful? That's the first thing he says. Why? He's not even paying any attention to the storm. He's looking at his disciples. Why are ye fearful? And then he kind of rebukes them. Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. That's where fear comes from. From you, well, I won't say from smallness of faith, but from you not exercising faith. Faith and fear are opposites. But anyway, he gets up, and this is what he does. He rebukes, he speaks to the wind and to the waves, and immediately there is a calm. The wind and the waves obey his voice. And the disciples stand in awe and wonder and say, what manner of man is this that the wind and the sea obey his voice? My point, Jesus said, before the storm came, let us go to the other side. So had he remained asleep, I believe they'd have made it to the other side. But he had to address something going on in the hearts of his disciples, because they couldn't have stood it any longer. But I believe that. So my point in kind here is that no matter what is going on, or no matter what the challenges may be or seem, in the life of a believer, true disciple, a son of God, tell somebody, I'm going to make it to the other side. Come on, I'm going to make it to the other side. There's another portion of scripture in the book of Acts when Paul was taken prisoner and he had to go to Rome. He had to testify in Rome. But again, Paul warned them and said, you know, we shouldn't leave the harbor now, because I perceive there's going to be much loss to the vessel if we leave now. But they wouldn't listen to Paul, and they left, got into the journey in a storm. I mean, life can be full of storms. Another storm arose, and this storm lasted 2 weeks. Can you imagine now? This had to be some kind of hurricane that just blew them all over the Aegean Sea. But the storm lasted 2 weeks. But in the midst of the storm, nobody could eat, nobody could move, nobody could do anything. But in the midst of the storm, an angel appeared to Paul. And the angel said to Paul, "Paul, fear not." He said, "For you must testify in Rome." He said, "There will be no loss of life if all will abide in the ship." So Paul, having had that visitation from an angel, I mean, no angels are real. He told them, he said, "There will be no loss of life if all will abide in the ship." Now, what happened with that ship is that the storm, when they approached the shore, they ran aground in shallow waters, and the ship broke up. And they were going to kill all the prisoners. But instead of killing the prisoners, everyone went overboard. I believe that was the time where Paul said he was a day and a night in the deep, holding on to a piece of wood. But when all was tallied, none of the prisoners had lost any life. And they came ashore, a little island. But what is my point? The word came to Paul that he would have to testify in Rome. So a storm, the loss of a ship, all that went on and transpired, everything that tried to stop him could not stop him. I want you to say something with me. Say, "I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit." Come on, say it again. "I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit." See, when you have a word from the Lord, come on, when you have a word from the Lord, if you'll hold on to that word. See, the only one that can make decisions and choices are you. Listen, God can't even make choices for you, and he won't make choices for you. Sometimes we are waiting for God to do what he's already done, and he's waiting on you to do what you're supposed to do. I'll go as far as to say this right now. Listen, there's nothing else the Lord has to do. Help me, Holy Spirit. When Jesus said it was finished, it was finished. What he needed to do was done.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 43. That's right, part 43 of our Mega Grace series. Today's message is entitled, "The Word of His Grace, Part 2. The greatest weaponry in God's arsenal is his word. You have arrived at a place where some things have come to a close. The people of God are not governed by the things of this world, but by God's kingdom. There's a move in effect, and this move is going to exceed all the prior moves of God. The church is about to take on and speak another language altogether. The church will start to speak the oracles of God as though God were speaking himself. The word of God's grace is going to penetrate some things in your life and break barriers without your efforts. Get ready for this great move of God.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.